This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, hit it.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks Kors, The Chris and Amy Show.
You know who it is.
Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
Yeah. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Good morning, friends. Here we go. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Rongi, till 12 o'clock today. Pretty much every day. Unless Amy has somewhere to be, and then we just stop the show early. Aww. Usually to like 11:33. That's not true. That never happens. Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock today. So good morning to all of you. Visit with us. 314-436-7900. Voice messages. Leave those on the Odyssey app. And if you'd like to watch this show as it's on TV or something, you can do that with YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter. We're at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order. The top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Another domino has fallen in the Cardinals offseason. They did, in fact, make another trade. This time, they have sent Wilson Contreras to the Boston Red Sox. We will talk about that with Matt Pauly at 10:30 today.
And longtime KSDK news anchor Mike Bush has announced his retirement. He will be retiring in August 2026. He joins us this morning at 11:30.
And the Blues will play tonight. They've got the Tampa Bay Lightning. That game is at 6 o'clock. We'll keep an eye on it and hope the Blues really start to take off here, because it's not like they're so far out of it they can't make a little run here, but they've just played pretty poorly so far this year. At any rate, it is Amy and me today. We will have Mike Bush, as she said. Maury Brown is with Forbes, and we're going to talk to him at 10 o'clock about the FanDuel Sports Network situation. You may have heard the news yesterday that the network itself is on the verge of potentially going belly up unless they are bought out by a network called DAZN. It is spelled D-A-Z-N. You've probably seen the logo before. And if they don't buy it, then they go belly up. And then the Cardinals have to figure out how games are going to be on TV in 2026. And there are a couple of different options, one of them being MLB Network or Major League Baseball taking it over and doing it that way. But so there's a lot up in the air as it comes to that. We'll talk to Maury Brown about that. Andrew Egger, White House correspondent for The Bulwark, will be with us at 11 today. So a lot to discuss. And yeah, the Cardinals have made another deal. So we've all been sort of waiting for Brendan Donovan to get traded and wondering about Nolan Arenado. Are they going to find a place for him? But the one guy that I kept going back to, and some of us did, was it's Contreras. I mean, think about him. He should have some interest from around the league because he's been pretty darn good here. And he sort of gets lost in the shuffle a little bit. But he's been a pretty good hitter, and he's done everything the Cardinals have asked him to do. He moved to a different position. You know, they didn't like the way he was calling games or catching games when they first acquired him, and so they make him, they take him out of the position at least for a little bit, and then they put him back into it and never complained. And so the Cardinals did find a landing spot for him. They have again dealt with the Boston Red Sox, and they get three young pitchers in return. So far it's pretty clear the Cardinals just want young pitching. It's not all they want, but they are focusing on it right now. So another trade made.
Yeah, not the most important point here, but is it fair to say that Wilson Contreras is a trooper?
He's an absolute trooper.
I think he is. I mean, it's not that easy of a task to switch from catcher to an infield position. And so I think there are moments in sports where you see teammates become just putting the team first. This is a hockey analogy, but back in 2019, Jake Allen, he was the starter. But when Jordan Binnington came up, got hot, was playing so well, Jake Allen didn't complain. He supported Jordan Binnington and knew that he had lost his net to Jordan Binnington.
Yeah.
But it was for the greater good. I don't know. When it seems that Contreras is a trooper in this sense.
He absolutely is. And I don't think we gave him enough credit for the time he was here. And a lot of that has to do with the fact the team hasn't really been good. If it were a good team and it were winning, we probably would have paid more attention to what he was doing and his contributions, but it just didn't work out that way. So wishing him the best, truly am, because I think he's from all accounts, everybody I've ever heard from, even from his time with the Cubs, he's been a really good teammate. So we'll see what happens now as the Cardinals are trying to rebuild.
Well, speaking of the Cardinals rebuilding and the Cardinals struggling, we've talked about the impact that the Cardinals on-field performance has on downtown businesses. Mm-hmm. And you probably saw over the weekend that the Wheelhouse, the 3 a.m. club, right? 3 a.m. club downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, near the ballpark. It's
a block away.
It's closing.
Yeah.
Which, I'm way too old for the Wheelhouse, so I haven't been to the Wheelhouse in a long time. But it was one of the places that young people could go, or anybody could go, downtown after ball games, late at night. I laughed because I was talking to my 23-year-old hairstylist. I sounded like I was 100 because I asked her, "So where do the kids hang out these days, Dearbergs?" And the Wheelhouse was one of their go-to. She and a bunch of her friends live in and around Ballpark Village, and feels like this is a big hit since there aren't that many establishments to choose from anyway. Ballpark Village already lost its Starbucks too.
It did lose a Starbucks. I don't really understand what happened there, but a coffee shop opened up in the same area in one Cardinal way. It's in the bottom floor. I forgot what it's called, but there is a coffee shop
area
there.
But not that exact footprint.
Not that exact spot. It's right there where the condo building is on that property.
So the Wheelhouse, do you think it's the Cardinals' performance?
I don't know what it was like. I hadn't been in there in a pretty long time, so I'm not sure what the crowd was. But we also, I don't know if we mentioned it on this show last week, but it was about a week or so ago that another place, it's about a 2-block walk or so, maybe 3 blocks, just south of the ballpark, is called Honky Tonk. It's a place that it's got a lot of live country music. Mm-hmm. Pretty much every night there's live country music there. Well, they are shuttering at the end of this month. I want to say the 27th or 28th. And their owner, one of their two owners, made an Instagram post, and he was talking about the challenges of what they were doing. They didn't charge a cover, even though they had live music, and that's pretty standard. If there's a live band, that a bar will charge a cover. But one of the things he said was, you know, the Cardinals foot traffic is down, and people would park in the general area where that bar is, or they would park over by Wheelhouse. And it has to at least be part of the issue that there just aren't as many people going to baseball games the last couple of years. We've seen the lowest ever attendance in the ballpark, mm-hmm. and the record being broken, what, like 2 or 3 times this past year. And so when you have an environment like that, and I know there are other options close to where Wheelhouse is. There's the Midwestern, which is mm-hmm. like 1 block closer to the ballpark than where Wheelhouse is. Not like it's far. I mean, you can walk there in 30 seconds, but that is also another late night spot. Maybe that's taking some business away. I mean, there could be a bunch of different factors, but the reality is if the teams downtown aren't doing well and aren't drawing people into the city, you're going to have some of these places that struggle. Businesses do rely on teams being good. I would imagine the same thing's true for patios, which is right there in the shadow of the stadium.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope that it wasn't that the Midwestern hurt business for Wheelhouse. It makes sense. If you're pulling from a very small number of people, sure, I would hope
only
that...
Only so much to go around.
Right, but I mean, that is not very much to go around. If you have a downtown area by Busch Stadium, Ballpark Village, and you have Wheelhouse and Midwestern as late night bars, and the crowds can only support one. And I guess, like you said, the foot traffic being down with the Cardinal games. Now, remember, the owner of Wheelhouse also had Start Bar, and that closed recently.
Right.
There was an officer-involved shooting that did kill a man at Wheelhouse earlier this year. To be honest, of all the reasons, I kind of feel like that's not why that didn't play a part in people not wanting to go to Wheelhouse. I feel like you're either someone who goes downtown or you're someone who doesn't.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't think you're someone who went downtown and then goes, oh, well, after that officer-involved shooting, I'm not going down anymore.
Yeah, we have a texter here who says nobody's going downtown in general. It's not safe. Well, I disagree with that because I come downtown all the time. I'm here a lot. I've never had anything happen, never had an issue. Never. And I know people have had their cars broken into before, and maybe I'm just lucky, but I've never had that happen. I've never felt unsafe. Yeah. There's no one's ever approached me or anything weird that's been happening in my presence. And I am downtown a lot.
Yeah.
Now, I think part of that is true that a lot of people don't come downtown. That is true. But the perception that it's more dangerous than it actually is, that to me is the truth, is that its perception is worse than the actual reality because it is not as unsafe as a lot of people think it is. And if you stay away and you never come here, you wouldn't know. I mean, you can't really make a judgment unless you go and experience it for yourself.
I think I fall in the middle. I fall in the middle between the people who feel like it's so unsafe you can't ever go downtown, and because I do think it's safer than that. But I'm not where you are, where I feel safe all the time. I have been approached. We see, obviously, the stories of traffic violence. I'm almost more afraid now of traffic violence than I am of people violence. I mean, crossing the street, anytime you're, you know, walking across the street during the day, at night, driving, I am super aware. I'm almost more afraid of vehicle violence. But I fall in between because I'm very vigilant downtown. I don't walk from here to the Blues games anymore, which I used to, you know, when it's dark out, especially. I don't do that. And I used to do that. I don't feel super comfortable doing that anymore. So I do think I fall in the middle. But the truth is, relatively speaking, when you look at restaurants, establishments closing and the ones that are opening, it does feel like, quote unquote, nobody goes downtown compared to like a Kirkwood or a Chesterfield where, my goodness, there were 5 restaurant openings in Kirkwood, right? For 1 or 2 restaurants closing downtown. And that's where I think you do see, that's why it feels like people aren't going downtown because you hear more about places closing downtown. And then you, in the same story, you'll read about 5 places opening in Kirkwood.
I'm not sure what else is closed downtown.
That's a tough juxtaposition.
In terms of bars, though, like what we're kind of talking about bars, right? And I'm not sure what else is closed other than these two places that we're talking about.
Well, Start
today.
Bar wasn't that a couple of years ago?
I guess it's been a while.
Hooters.
Well, Hooters is closing everywhere. So that doesn't really count.
I guess my point is, though, when you don't have a ton of bars downtown, losing 2, I think, is a big deal.
Well, I mean, that's what happens to me. Again, it has a lot to do with the Cardinals not drawing crowds. I mean, if they are drawing literally half the crowd they used to, that's a lot of people not coming into the city. And this is true in a lot of cities where there are stadiums. If people are not... Businesses sometimes will attach themselves to that team. So you've got Wheelhouse, you've got Honky Tonk, you have these places that are saying, We want to be close to where a ballpark is, where people are coming to. And now people are not going to that park. It's going to affect business in a huge way. Feel free to tell us what you think. 314-436-7900. Chris and Amy on KMOX.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ranj, I don't know if you guys talked much about the tipster who played the critical role in helping authorities catch the Brown University/MIT shooter. It's kind of interesting because it comes back to a Reddit thread. I know a lot of people who are into, like, you're either a Redditor or you're not. And a lot of people are really into Reddit, and there's like tons of junk, but you can find treasures there. So as people probably know, the 48-year-old man, the Portuguese national who is accused of shooting nearly a dozen students at Brown University, killing two. He is also the suspect in the fatal shooting of a nuclear fusion scientist and MIT professor at his home in Brookline, Massachusetts, which is about 50 miles from Brown. This guy was on the loose for a while, and the authorities had that really, really bad kind of video picture. You couldn't tell who it was. The FBI announced that they had someone, and it was the wrong guy, which I know John Hancock talked about that with you. That's very unusual for the FBI to say, this is the guy, and then, oops, sorry, it's not him. That's not good.
Yeah, I'm not so sure the FBI is being run well these days.
Ugh, not good. Well, so at any rate, they were starting from ground zero. So this guy known as John is the key figure who gave law enforcement the needed details. Basically, John went on Reddit and said, well, they said he blew the case open because he said, hey, there is a Nissan Sentra with Florida plates. I'm being serious. You guys need to check this out. And it was a Reddit thread. Well, John is a homeless man, and he spent time in the bathroom at Brown University. It said he encountered the suspect in the bathroom of the engineering building just hours before the attack. John noted that the suspect's clothing was, quote, inappropriate, inadequate for the weather. During the police interview, John also recognized photos of the suspect's car. So after the suspect leaves the bathroom, John ran into the guy outside. This was blocks from the building. And he saw the suspect go to a Nissan Sentra, unlock it, and then not go to the car, like act weird. And at one point, the suspect asked John, why are you following me? Because John said it became a cat and mouse. I found this guy. Now, remember, this was hours before the shooting. So there was no suspect on the loose at this point. John, the homeless guy, thought, this guy is acting super weird. He's not dressed appropriately for the weather. When he got to his car, he turned around and he's acting nervous. So anyway, then the shooting happens. Then the MIT thing happens. And John posts on Reddit, hey, this is what I saw. You guys need to check it out. The police followed up on it. They were able to find video and pictures from that time. And it was the suspect.
It's incredible. And now there is a reward that's involved. It's got to go to this dude,
yeah,
right?
It's $50,000.
Because now the suspect's dead.
Yeah.
So does the reward still count?
I would think so. They wouldn't have found him. They found him because John posted on Reddit.
And this is a thing that I am just now in the moment wondering. It does a reward count for somebody who is on the loose because they are a danger in the moment? And that's why the money is out there as an enticement? Or is it if you've helped us solve the case in general, regardless if we find him dead or he's still out there on the loose? Does it matter? Because I've never heard of a situation where a reward is offered or actually paid out to somebody who identified a killer, and it turned out the killer had committed suicide. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's the at any rate, he should be given something. Because that's somebody who did alert authorities.
It was either the governor or somebody. I think someone was interviewed in the FBI who said they have every reason to believe he will get the money.
Great.
That's
a $50,000 reward, by the way.
That's a real see something, say something moment.
Yeah.
Because again, in my head, I'm thinking this guy knew there's a suspect out there. No, this was before the killing. This homeless guy in a bathroom who obviously spends time there a lot knows when a weird guy comes in and starts acting strangely.
And this development happened, what, late Thursday? So we didn't get a chance to talk to it. I don't know if the guys did on Friday, but just what a really remarkable situation.
Here's
really
his Reddit post. I'm being dead serious. The police need to look into a gray Nissan with Florida plates, possibly a rental.
You know how hard it is to see a Reddit post and go, yes, let's take this seriously.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's really difficult to do because you don't want to trust anything that's on Reddit. But you go to it anyway.
You do.
I mean, I do.
You got to go to Reddit. What do you mean, don't trust Reddit?
What's the best recipe for such and such? Which, by the way, got a great story about that.
Oh, we'll have to get to that.
The recipes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Getting a recipe from Reddit. And it wasn't even me. It was a friend. It's really funny. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Feel free to join the show. 314-436-7900. It's 104.1 FM KMOX.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So the governor of Kansas, Laura Kelly, has a press conference this afternoon for a major economic development announcement.
Wow.
As it pertains to the Kansas City Chiefs, it sounds like.
Wow.
So, you know, there's that effort Kansas wants to bring the Chiefs over across the border. And Missouri is trying to keep it in the state. We'll see what happens there. But
and
at 3 o'clock today.
3 o'clock. And I just learned I didn't know who the governor of Kansas was.
Laura Kelly.
Yeah.
Huh. We'll keep an eye on that. We are the home of the Chiefs. Now
Radio
with two
home.
Injured quarterbacks. So.
Yeah.
That's not good
what
for
kind
the,
of voodoo
the Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs-Bears voodoo is going on.
Hey, we'll, don't, hey,
we'll get to that.
We'll talk about the beloved. Okay. Don't you worry. So, you were going to say, go ahead.
So, pretty good, funny story in the National Review, if you are so inclined, by Jeffrey Blair, B-L-E-H-A-R. The title, instead of draining the swamp, Trump starts renaming it after himself. So he writes, on Wednesday, Donald Trump unveiled his newest addition to the White House, a series of presidential plaques featuring Trump's own highly ungrammatical and wildly undignified opinions on his predecessors, engraved for posterity's sake and put on public display. Jeff writes this because he had literally just written about it 2 hours earlier when Trump announced he was renaming the Kennedy Center after himself. So that was something that I didn't realize until like right when it happened that Trump was even thinking about renaming the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for Performing Arts after himself. And two quick notes. You know the plaques, the much ballyhooed plaques in the White House?
See some of them?
I did see some of them.
Wild.
And Trump has also called his Twitter and Truth Social posts the, quote, modern-day equivalent of the Gettysburg Address.
Okay.
Which I haven't. But anyway, enough about that. The photo from the Kennedy Center, you see the Donald J. Trump and right above the original sign of the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for Performing Arts. So it is now with two the's. The Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for Performing Arts. Interesting that the memorial's there, because one of those guys has passed away and one of them hasn't, but it is still a memorial center. And Ronj, either your thoughts on this or your thoughts on what we should name after ourselves.
Well, I got both, actually.
All right.
First of all, it's completely ridiculous. And I think can we just please, even if you voted for him, can we please just step back for a minute and acknowledge how absolutely ridiculous this is? And if it were a president you didn't like, how you would be losing your mind over it?
Yeah.
Can we, not you, but anybody who is in favor of this right now. It's crazy. It's really, really absurd that this is actually a thing. And if you remember, it was about 2 weeks ago, he was speaking and sort of hinted at it, and I thought it was a joke, but he said it jokingly, like, the Kennedy Center, it might soon be the Trump Center.
Yeah.
You know, he made this offhand comment and he kind of smirked, And I thought, well, he's joking, but maybe he's not. And now it's actually happening.
I will say, quick note, as Jeff points out in the National Review, the Kennedy Center was named by statute.
Right.
It's so actually just put his... illegal, though. It's illegal for it to be named by a, quote, board of directors, because technically it wasn't Trump. It was a, quote, board of directors who unanimously voted to rename the Kennedy Center, which is actually illegal. You can't do it. It's not how it works.
So all that's going to happen here is the name will be up there for a while, and then when the next president comes in, if it's not a Republican, probably, they'll take it down. There's going to be so many different, like these plaques in the White House, they're just going to have to be removed.
Yeah.
Because the plaques say things like, and this is in the White House, mm-hmm. and there's the one under Biden says it was as a result of the most corrupt election ever seen in the United States. That should not be hanging up in the White House.
Yeah.
You put it up in your Republican headquarters or something if you want, but not in the White House. You don't get to do all that. So it feels like there are all these little things, and maybe some big things too, that are just they're gonna have to spend time undoing a lot of garbage.
The good news is, because this is so, quote, tacky and temporarily done,
yes,
that the grammatical error of the two thes and the fact that the Donald J. Trump was awkwardly added atop the existing JFK Center mm-hmm. sign, it'll peel off like a sticker. Thankfully, they'll just take it off. Jeff, again, this is a pretty funny story, in the National Review says, what's next, the Donald J. Trump and the Lincoln Memorial?
Well, so where would he go? What would they do? Trump sitting on Lincoln's shoulders?
His
like,
lap.
What would they? I don't know. What would you?
Like Santa Claus?
Yeah. Like, I don't know how you would. You'd have to do something, but don't think he hasn't considered it. Mm-hmm. So it's just it's a silly thing. And I don't know.
And it feels like
these entities and people are just doing things so that they don't upset him. That's it's such a silly place to be.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of silly.
PSA, yes. On that note, sorry to distract. If you're getting a National Parks Pass, America the Beautiful Pass, the one that you buy, it's like a season pass for all of the national parks. Guess who's putting his face on it? So get the ones, there's only, you know, it's a limited edition of so many of the hard copies. So get your America the Beautiful Pass before you're forced to get the one.
Maybe some people would love it.
Unless you want the face on it.
You might want that face.
I'm just saying, for a guy who wanted to sell and develop the national parks, to put his face on the America Beautiful Pass.
Maybe that's what you want.
So we decided, though.
So, yes, this is a great idea for us.
We love it.
Speaking of ridiculous,
this is great.
We have thought that maybe here on this show, we should rename some of our wonderful landmarks in St. Louis.
Yeah.
And I have decided, Amy, we're going through all of the different possibilities, buildings, monuments, whatever that we could change. I have decided that I would like it to be from now on known as the Chris Ronge Stan Musial Bridge.
The Chris Ronge
the
and
Chris
the
Chris Ronge and
the Stan Musial
Stan
Bridge.
Musial Bridge. So from now on, when you're crossing the bridge.
Yes.
It is the Ronge Musial Bridge. You must refer to it as that.
You're not going
to
say the whole thing, the Chris Ronge and the Stan Musial Bridge?
Well, when you cross the Musial, you say, I'm going across the Musial Bridge. Just take the Musial Bridge.
So now it's the Ronge Musial?
Musial? Yep. That's right.
Okay.
That's what we're doing from now on. And that's my choice. That's what I want.
See, and I feel like you really leaned into the Trumpian spirit here. Mine was a little bit more magnanimous because it involved the show.
Oh, okay,
so
great.
So I was going to name it the Chris and Amy and the Eads Bridge.
Oh, the Eads Bridge.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody cares about Eads. We don't even know who that is.
Yes, we do.
We do?
Bob Eads.
Mr. Eads?
No, we do care about Mr. Eads.
Do we?
The Chris and Amy and the Eads Bridge.
Are there any Eads left in, Eads's left in St. Louis?
You know what?
Yeah.
I don't think I appreciate your attitude right now.
Okay. All right. Well, let me offer this then.
Okay.
How about the Chris and Amy Show Eagleton building?
Yes. The Chris and Amy Show and the Thomas Eagleton Courthouse.
Okay. Who's going to say no?
I don't see anybody saying no.
Should we go ahead and make it this? Look, our week is very short because Christmas Eve is Wednesday and we're out. Amy and I are both out the rest of the week. Starting on Wednesday, we're here today and tomorrow. But should we go ahead and do a question of the week?
Yes.
And we'll give the four options. We're going to give four options of what we should name things.
Yeah.
So the Chris Ronji Stan Musial Bridge.
Yep. The Chris and Amy and the Eads Bridge.
Yes.
Or the Chris and Amy Show and the Thomas Eagleton Courthouse.
Or here's another option, the Amy Marks Corps and the Jack Buck Memorial Highway. So those are the four. Which of these?
That's such a good one. So, I get it. I get why Trump gets high off of this.
It's great,
I'm
isn't it?
It's pretty amazing right
Imagine
now.
Imagine seeing your name go up there. So I'm a, but it's wow. like the Trump building, the Trump Tower downtown Chicago, and I was just there over the weekend and walking around the city. And when they built the tower, the name wasn't on it. But right now is a huge Trump. The big letters right there on the side of the building. And what they had tried to do on that river front is that all the buildings that were there, they didn't want like gaudy, massive signage. Mm-hmm. So the city, way before he was president, tried to prevent him from putting his name up there. They did a bunch of legal stuff. They couldn't do it. I guess he won in court. And so it's there. But it's just so noticeable. Like when you're walking that part of the river, it's like you see all these buildings and you just see Trump. It's like in your face and it's got the lights behind it. So that's what we want now. If he can do it, we should be able to do it. So on the Stan Musial Bridge, mm-hmm. which I don't even, there's no signage on it. Mm-hmm. There will be after this.
Well, what I like about Trump is that he's continuing the legacy of great leaders who put their name and faces over everything, like Lenin, Mussolini.
Yes.
Yeah. Mao Zedong. Yeah. I think he's really continuing that, you know, that tradition.
TW watching on YouTube says it should be the Chris and Amy Ted Drews.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay, fine.
That's personal.
Chris and Amy Ted Drews frozen custard.
Referring to. That's a good, actually. It's really good.
I'm into that.
Referring to the Donald J. Trump and the Lincoln Memorial, Brian has a great idea. If Trump adds his name to the Lincoln Memorial, it could be a ventriloquist act with Trump as the dummy sitting on Lincoln's
slab. Don't call him a dummy. That's not nice.
No, he's not a dummy. He's the dummy.
Well, the dummy.
Yes.
He is the dummy. Right. Okay.
You know, because it's Lincoln.
I know.
You put a smaller Trump.
Yeah.
It would be easy to put a smaller Trump there because Lincoln's pretty big if you've ever been there.
So you'll have to go to our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX and vote in our poll which of these things should be renamed. Which one do you like best?
The Amy Mark Scores and the Jack Buck Memorial Highway.
The Chris and Amy Eads Bridge.
Yep.
The Chris and Amy and the Thomas Eagleton Center.
Courthouse. Yep.
And the Chris Ronji and the Stan Musial Bridge. Oh, that's going to be really difficult to put those
These are
all.
Good.
Yeah.
These are really good.
Yeah. Fantastic.
You know what else?
Yes.
I think we should start putting our tweets and comments as plaques on the wall at KMOX next to all the awards.
Oh, I love that idea.
How have we not done this yet?
You didn't think of it until just now. That's
I know.
Why.
But there, we have a whole wall of plaques. Like I bet every day we could add up
where the Murrow Awards are. We should just start putting our tweets up.
How long would it take for someone to notice?
Oh.
Not long.
No. Yeah, probably 5 to 6 minutes.
We should do it.
Now, did you see this with Chris and Amy?
All right. So as we mentioned, go to our Twitter account at Chris Amy KMOX and vote in the Twitter poll about what we should rename after ourselves on this show. And TW with another banger who's watching on YouTube and writes in Chris and Amy's Ruth's Chris's Steakhouse. Fine. All right.
It's really good.
The Chris and Amy Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Okay.
Is it the same Chris?
I don't
Two
know.
Actually, different Chris's.
I don't know.
The Chris
I think
and
it should
Amy
be.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
Let me throw you one better. The Chris and Amy Ruth's Chris at Chris Steakhouse, KREIS, the one on Lindbergh. So there's, so we're joining Ruth's Chris with Chris Steakhouse, Chris's Steakhouse.
What if we flip it? It's Ruth's Chris and Amy Steakhouse.
Oh, wow.
We could have
Chris, Chris and Amy, Chris Steakhouse.
Yeah.
I wish we had thought of that before the poll. That's not bad.
That one's going to win.
All right.
Can we take the poll down? The Ruth's Chris, Chris and Amy Steakhouse at Chris's. Oh, here's one. The Chris Ranji and Rosa Parks Highway.
Oh, God. No, there will be no objections to that, I imagine.
The Chris and Amy Art Hill.
Okay.
Grant's Farm at the Chris and Amy Show.
Okay. Grant's Farm. Whatever you want to name after us, we're in. We're not going to say no to anything.
My aunt texts in. Aunt Kay says, what about the Chris and Amy The Hill?
The Chris and Amy The Hill.
The Hill, yeah.
Okay. Hey, Amy, I know that you're going to love this. Did you see that there is a new movie coming out in 2026, and it is called The Breadwinner, and it is starring your favorite guy, Nate Bargatze?
No.
Have you seen this? Yeah, it's a feature film. It is expected to be released the day before my birthday, so don't forget, March 13th is when it comes out. My birthday is Pi Day, March 14th, or STL Day. The Breadwinner is the name of the film, and he plays a dad. Mom has to go away for a little bit, and he has to be mom. And so he is struggling to do things like take the kids to the school because he doesn't know what schools they go to.
Yeah.
So it's stuff like that. And
it's funny.
Coming from his comedy because he's made jokes about similar stuff. So
I
figured you'd like that.
I should. The Breadwinner. I hope so. I will give it a try. I know Waymo is thinking about coming to St. Louis, or maybe they have already made it official. But something to think about, Waymo, which are the driverless vehicles, super popular, especially like on the coast in San Francisco. My friend took a Waymo for the first time in Arizona. At any rate, there was a power outage in San Francisco on Saturday, and Waymo had to suspend its services. Why? Well, because when all the traffic lights went out, the Waymos got confused, and there are videos and pictures of all these Waymo cars just stopped at intersections.
This is what I'm talking about,
not knowing
dude.
What to do. There's one picture of five Waymos blocking an entire intersection, and everybody has to drive around them because they're just stopped. They don't know what to do.
These things seem way too easy to confuse. And look, I've been in an Uber. I've been in a Lyft where the driver is not bright. That's happened before. Most of them are great, and I love them. But sometimes there's a person driving that car that doesn't know what they're doing. You can at least give them instructions.
Mm-hmm.
You can at least say, oh, would you mind doing this instead of that? But when you've got this car that is on its own, and there's no person, you can't explain to it, hey, you realize that you're stopped in the middle of an intersection and you can go around?
They're like, I don't know what to do. Well, in May, Waymo had to recall the software for more than 1,200 cars after they collided with, quote, chains or gates. Interesting. More recently, a Waymo vehicle hit and killed a beloved bodega cat San Francisco, sparking outrage. Tell you what, I'm not a huge fan. Not surprising coming from me, but they're a little easy to confuse.
So, as we mentioned, FanDuel Sports Network yesterday, a report came out about it that it is on the verge of potentially going belly up unless a sale goes through. And if it doesn't, the Cardinals are going to have to figure out how to put their games on television in 2026. Spoiler alert, they'll always be available here on KMOX for free. Always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.